my computer, but you are, George, you're really, really quiet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it might just be my computer, but
Okay. I'll try to speak up
okay.
if that's any better. All right. So sorry, I just had to turn on the recording. So we do have a quorum, and the preliminary action items are conflict disclosures. Are there any additional disclosures that anybody has other than what has previously been provided to us?
No.
No.
Just as a heads up, we will be sending out a questionnaire for everybody to fill out so we can make sure that everybody's covered and has disclosed all their conflicts. But that's something you'd look forward to getting in the next week or so.
We
Next
do
item
that
is
every year.
we will just double check every year and just see if everything's still current.
Gotcha.
Consider approval of agenda. Is there anything anybody wants to add or take off of this agenda?
Nope.
If not, can we get a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We don't have any public on the call, so we can just note that there was no public comment and move to the action items. The first is the approval of the minutes from December 29th of 2025. Are there any changes to the minutes?
No.
No.
All right. If not, is there a motion to approve?
I motion to approve the minutes.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And I'll turn the time over to Lauren for the financial matters.
Yes, thank you, George. Will you go ahead and just scroll down one for me there?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, so these are the obviously 2025 unaudited financials. So if we start with the balance sheet here, it looks like as of December 31st, total assets were sitting at just over 13.8 million. And that is made up of the general fund, debt service fund, and capital projects fund. So we do have just over 70,000 sitting in that general fund. And then in the debt service fund, just over 9.3 million. And 8.1 million of that being the assessment receivable from the assessment bonds. And then in the capital projects fund, we are sitting at just over 4.4 million, all of that being restricted accounts at UMB. And then on the accounts payable side, it looks like we came in just at 2.2 million. A small portion of that sitting in the general fund of 15,000, and then the rest being in the capital projects fund. Are there any questions about the balance sheet?
No.
Then we can go ahead and scroll down, George. Did it freeze for me?
Maybe because I did go to the next page, the general fund.
There we go. Okay, I do see it now. So the general fund statement, it looks like revenues came in at just over 3,000, all of which is interest income. And then total expenditures came in at just over 46,000. All of those are the administrative costs that have gone through the district, so made up of accounting, audit, insurance, and legal costs. Any questions on the general fund?
No.
Okay. Then, if you'll scroll for me again, George. Now, the debt service fund schedule, we do have total revenues coming in at just over 49,000, all of which again is interest income. And then, as far as expenditures go, we just have the bond interest payment of 435,000. Any questions there?
Nope.
Okay. And then if we can go to the capital projects as well, George. Revenues here came in at just over 4.2 million, 164,000 of that being interest income, and then the rest being the acceptance of reimbursable costs. And then total expenditures came in at just over 8.1 million. Engineering and legal costs made up a small portion of that, and then the rest of it was made up of the repayment of those reimbursable costs. And I'd say of note here is we did come in just over budget with our last cost reimbursement that came through in December. So I believe we'll probably be talking about that in just a moment, but I think we'll need to consider a tentative budget amendment for this.
And what's the amount of that, Lauren?
You know, I don't know the exact amount. I would assume just the $444,000 variance that we have. But I haven't gotten an exact number from Shelby.
Okay.
Have
Could you
you?
email that to us so we have it for the
Yes, I definitely will.
resolution?
So with that, are there any questions on the Capital Projects Fund?
Nope.
Then George, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe what we're looking for today is a motion to accept these financials with the knowledge that there will be a budget amendment coming up.
Correct.
I make a motion to accept these financials, with the knowledge that they may change, they may be updated.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, and then claims. So this claims listing covers the period from October 1st through January 22nd of this year. So the total here is just over 2.8 million, with 2.2 million of that being the cost reimbursement that we just talked about from December that got paid out January 6th. So the remaining amounts in here are mostly administrative costs, with the exception of another cost reimbursement of 414,000, and then the bond interest payment of 234,000. Any questions there?
Nope.
Okay. And I believe what we are looking for is a motion to ratify these claims today.
I motion to ratify those costs and claims.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great, thank you. And then for the tentative amended budget, as Lauren mentioned, it looks like we were over budget by approximately this $444,494 here, right in there in the middle. And so we need to set a hearing to approve the budget amendment in that approximate amount. We'll get the exact amount and put it in the notice for the hearing. We had sent you a list of dates when we're available. We have to post a notice of the hearing for the budget amendment and then wait at least 7 days prior to holding our meeting. So I don't know if you guys have that list in front of you or not, but were there any of those times that would work for you, or should we try to send out and or sh I can have my assistant send something out to coordinate the time.
Yeah, I don't have a list in front of me.
So the dates are February 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, the 17th, or the 18th.
So the 10th probably won't work for me.
Okay.
But every other day would be just fine.
Okay. Nathan, do you have any availability on the 11th? Sorry, you're back on mute, Nathan.
You're muted, Nathan.
Sorry, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
The 11th works for me. This is February, correct?
Yep, February
Yeah.
11th. Does 10 a.m. work for the two of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll set the hearing date for February 11th at 10 a.m. and that should be another short, 15-minute meeting. We can get you in and
That'll
out pretty
work.
quick.
February 11th at 10 a.m. If you'll put that
The
on,
11th,
yeah.
10.
10 a.m. Yeah, have another meeting.
All right, I think that's all we have today. Just a reminder to do your training if you haven't already for this year. This year it's just the open and public meetings training, so it's quicker. But once you
Excellent.
do go through that, if you could please send us your certificates so we can keep track of who has and hasn't completed their training, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, great.
Anything
Thank
else from the
you.
board?
Nothing from me.
Nothing for me.
All right, can we get a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
Hey, George,
I said.
before, I'm sorry, and I'm just taking notes. Just did we consider the adoption of the tentative budget? I'm sorry. Or is this, did we just set the meeting to
I'm
consider?
sorry. We just set the meeting date. We should. I'm sorry. I guess we need a motion to approve the tentative amended budget in that amount of the $444,000.
I motion to approve the tentative amended budget.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, I got a little ahead of myself there.
I couldn't remember if you'd done it or not because we got talking about calendars, so sorry about that.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate both getting on.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.